Good morning. It's Friday morning. I went to the frontline dinner debate last night on can the internet win the next election, and I've recorded some things about that, three pieces which I did last night. The final one, very late last night, was a kind of quick overview of what everybody said. And today what I want to do is a little bit of time on what it all means. First, I want to talk a bit about the format, which worked really well, and secondly about some of the implications of the discussion, both in the sort of formal discussion session and also more informally around the table after that. So the format was good. Imagine a big room, very nice room, well lit, round tables, five or six round tables with 8 to 10 people on each table, and a reserved space for a speaker to come and sit. There was a fairly conventional panel session, starting with a presentation from each of them, quick few minutes, and then an open, a fairly sort of question time type session, an open discussion. The chair was Adam Bolton, of whom more later. What happened after that was that the panellists then moved around the tables between courses, so, have a chat and a more informal sort of session. Very interesting. We were lucky enough to get Ian Dale and Alex Smith, who I thought were certainly shone for me in the discussion, in the things that they said and the way that they said them. So that was really good. I think the panel were up for more of a discussion, and the audience certainly were up for more of a discussion, but the chair kept it to a question time type format. So it worked well. I think it could have worked much better. And in particular, I think it would have worked better if we'd had a chair who was able to demonstrate a bit more knowledge of what the internet actually is. Because Bolton demonstrated, he's a broadcaster, he demonstrated the big broadcast, we are going to tell you what is going on, and the internet is just another channel for our content. And that definitely came through. I won't go on about that, but that, you know, it's there. We would have been much better if we'd had an independent chair who didn't have an agenda and who knew what a hashtag was. Right. The most valuable bit of it was actually the panellists moving around the tables between the courses, I think. That was really good. And I learnt a lot. Excellent discussion. A couple of implications, really, now. The first thing is the panel didn't really get the point about aggregation of views across the internet. There was a lot of talk about Obama. But I don't think it really came through strongly enough, and I think that's an angle to think a bit more about. The second thing is the extent to which people are talking about the rise of independent candidates in the general election. And in fact, one of the guests around the table is thinking about standing as an independent in the Hackney area, and Diane Abbott is the standing MP. So she'd be a fairly tough nut to crack, I think. But that's interesting, isn't it? And this theme kept coming up. And given the activity on Twitter yesterday about Lloyd Davies for MP, I think that's quite interesting. And other people are thinking about it. It kept coming up. So what do I see? I see the possibility that we could have the ability to disintermediate the political machines of all the major parties, using social media tools to support a whole group of independent MPs who could be elected. Would that work? Don't see why not. Everybody's got a mobile phone, even in areas where internet penetration is relatively low, or, for example, where in some areas where 19% of households have no landline and therefore can't get broadband, everybody's got a mobile. And it seems to me that would be very interesting. Does this kind of discussion work? Yes. I thought it was excellent and enjoyed it very much. One final point. The real-time nature of internet interaction is something, again, Adam Bolton seemed to think that Sky News ENG teams were going to be faster on the ground than those of us on Twitter, which I think is interesting. So that's the final bit. The final bit is the importance of real-time, and that will become increasingly important as we move towards the general election and as we're all watching what's going on.